Please make plans to join us next week as Dave and Tom resume their discussion of occult invasion. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will again take up their discussion of God's salvation. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director, Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically, because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our mission is to alert believers in Christ to unbiblical teachings and practices impacting the church. We want to exhort believers to give greater heed to biblical discernment and truth regarding what they are accepting as spiritual. We hope to supply those who profess to be biblical Christians with information and materials that will encourage the love of God's truth. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
I'd like to remind you that in addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 0340 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News. A report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Rocky Ford, Colorado Gazette, with the headline, Five RF Pastors Switching Pulpits Sunday. For a variety of reasons, Christianity is divided into many denominations. This Sunday, as a sign of their faith in the same Lord, five local congregations will exchange pastors for a day. Looking forward to preaching at St. Peter's Catholic Church, John Knight, pastor of First Baptist Church, commented, "We are unifying our churches through service to each other. I thought it would give us a different perspective on each other's congregations, recognizing the similarities rather than just the differences. I think we're likely to increase our understanding of the gospel to the extent we listen to the Spirit's voice through those who have some different understandings, rather than only listening to those who already agree with us," said John Zimmerman, pastor of Rocky Ford Mennonite Church, who will be preaching at First Baptist Church. And anyway, while denominations have some important differences, the reality is that many of the distinctions that seemed important in past generations don't seem so significant anymore. The lines between denominations are fading. Other pastors involved in the exchange will be John Farley, pastor of St. Peter's Catholic Church, who will preach at First Christian Church. Carol Isaacson Hull, pastor of First Christian Church, who will preach at the Church of the Nazarene. And Bill Seal, pastor of the Church of the Nazarene, who will preach at Rocky Ford Mennonite Church.
Dave, I know a lot of people who are listening to this are thinking, well, that's great. I mean, here we are really coming together, demonstrating that we're all Christian, and that's going to be a great witness to the world. But there's some big problems here.
Well, Tom, I guess we've talked about this before. source of truth is God's word. It's not what somebody says. Again, the Bereans search the scriptures to check Paul out. You don't hear anything like that here. Now, we're going to listen. Well, we're not going to just listen to those that agree with us. Let's hear from those who disagree with us. There's no thought of discernment whether what these people who disagree with us, whether what they teach is right or wrong according to the Bible. Mm-hmm. But we're just going to get in one another's pulpits, and we're going to show that we're all Christians. Well, we have Catholics involved here. Not just Catholics. There are apostate Protestant churches. Apostate for what reason? For example, if we went to downtown Seattle, Washington, you have First Baptist Church, downtown Seattle, Washington. The pastor is Rodney R. Romney.
Senior pastor.
Senior pastor. And he has written the book Journey to Inner Space. They're still offering it, even though we exposed that way back in The Seduction of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And Journey to Inner Space, Finding God in Us. And the man is into finding God in everybody. Everybody's okay. God is in everybody. And it's good to practice yoga. And he would accept Buddhism and Hinduism and so forth. Now, I would say that that man has some very serious heresies. Denial of the narrowness of the gospel that Jesus taught. Mm-hmm. He said, straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. Few there be that find it. Well, we're going to change pulpits. You know, there are some very serious doctrinal differences. But when it comes to Catholicism, I mean, we've gone over this, I guess. I don't know how much we've talked about Catholicism. But there Jesus is a wafer. The Christ died for our sins, was buried, rose again, and is in a resurrected, glorified body at the Father's right hand. But no, they say he is still being offered. Jesus said it's finished. The writer to Hebrews says by one sacrifice he's perfected forever, and that there is no more sacrifice for sin. But the Catholic Church says no, Christ is still being offered. And if you dare to say that when you take the bread and the cup, this is merely a remembrance of a sacrifice completed on the cross 1900 years ago, and you deny that this is an ongoing sacrifice, that Christ is literally being immolated, that's their terminology. He is being offered for sins, and this is a propitiatory sacrifice, anathema to you. So we have a very serious difference, and it is so serious that the Catholics are forbidden to partake of Protestant communion, and they forbid Protestants to partake of the Mass.
Right, so that won't be happening in these exchange of pulpits. But Dave, there's another irony here, and that is you have a pastor of a Mennonite church.
Right.
Now, this man must not know his history, because Menno Simons...
Well, they were persecuted by the Catholics.
Absolutely, and he was a former Catholic priest. Why did he reject Roman Catholicism, and then he was persecuted for it? And what has been resolved today to push that aside?
Tom, they were called Anabaptists. Mm-hmm. We go way back. Why were they called Anabaptists, like atheists, that they were against baptism? No, they were against infant baptism. And these were all Catholics who had been baptized as infants. And when they came to faith in Christ, they got saved, they were born again, mm-hmm, through the gospel, then they realized that baptism was for believers, so they were baptized again. And they were persecuted and killed, not only by the Catholics, but also by Protestants, because Lutherans as well believed in the efficacy of infant baptism, baptismal regeneration. So there are some serious differences here, and you can't just overlook them.
Well, that's the question, Dave. Have these things been resolved, or are we just brushing aside biblical truth,
right,
for the sake of unity?
They have not been resolved, and the biblical truth is being ignored, and now we're just going to say that we're all united, and that is a dangerous delusion.